Okie dokie, we are backy. I hate that actually. I'm gonna keep it in, but I wish I could remove it from the existence that it is. We're back, and I think we're on a regular cadence now, so we don't have anything
Of
banked.
Hyrule.
What?
Cadence of Hyrule.
I mean, shout out to Cadence of Cadence? Was that the name of a Cadence of Hyrule? The Necro Dancer game?
Think.
Okay. Shout out to that game. It was fantastic. I don't even know if they added any DLC or did they ever move that to Steam? It was just, or was it exclusive to Switch?
I assume Nintendo only because it has Nintendo characters.
That's true. Maybe, I don't know when, but that'd be great if they just went multi-platform with their first party games. Anywho.
No, because how they're gonna sell the Switch to Ultra Deluxe Edition?
What do you mean, how are they going to do that, Brian?
That's I'm saying that's their mindset.
Oh, okay. I better say, but if they use, a little bit of, more insight of how we buy games here, release a Mario game and have it say Steam Deck verified and see if they can see past the two fucking Mount Everest pounds of money that's going their way, right? It'll definitely run on Steam Deck, right?
Yeah.
Like not a problem. Re-release
Yeah.
release Mario Odyssey on Steam and see what happens. They won't. They don't got that kind of balls, bro.
Yeah, I would assume that's I'm trying to think of there's nothing to port it to. Never mind. So I wonder if Nintendo has shitty ports. But I don't know if they.
They don't port it. Yeah, any first party game, they make it specifically for one platform. So if they were to port it, I'm sure it wouldn't be, 100%. Because they don't have to target multiple or hundreds of different configurations. It's just Switch. Which, I mean, I'm sure it has its ups and downs. Wait, what? Oh, excuse me.
I feel like nowadays it's there's just downs because of limiting what they can do with the. So how old is the Switch?
Too old.
7 million years, right?
Pretty much. Too old. I mean, if Pokemon, what is it, Scarlet and Violet or whatever, wasn't the biggest fucking sign that we need to get the hell up off this platform, I don't know what else is. I think it was today or earlier this week the rumor started circulating again because some reporter found some info that it's gonna the Switch 2. We don't know what the actual name is gonna be yet, but it's gonna release in March of next year. And it's in March of next year because Nintendo's holding supply because of, so to try to avoid scalpers or something. I don't know. Like, it's not going to be a problem anyway. Unless you sell it through your only, like, your store. Once retailers have it, they're not going to give a shit who buys it. They'll just sell it to all the scalpers.
They didn't have scalping issues with the Steam dings, right? Because the way that they set up the store.
Correct. You can only get a Steam Deck from Steam, and Steam made it so it, bless you.
Thank you.
And Steam made it so it's per account. So, like, they enforced it. So, I mean, they don't have to worry about Best Buy selling a Steam Deck. It's just straight from them. And they provide you the Steam Deck. Dink. Whichever flavor you prefer. And then if you are getting it from somewhere else, it's probably used. Because, again, no retailers. I don't know if that's what all the console, the big three should do in the future, but it obviously worked for Steam, or for Valve. Like, everyone hit, I want one, and then they were put in a queue, and then we got it when it was available. There was
Yeah.
no hitting fucking refresh 700 times to try to get one. You just go, I want one, put my placement there. When it's available, you let me know, and they sent it. And that's exactly what Valve did, and here we are. And it was like on time. Hey, we'll probably get yours in queue, whatever. That the quarter came, I got mine, we get them moving.
Yeah. Only thing I wish they incorporated into their store was like trade-ins. As in like when they announced the OLED one. Would have been nice to be able to trade my Steam Dink in
Yeah, the
to
only
upgrade.
I'm sure they were like that would add so much more to what they have to handle. It's easier for them to just sell it, and if we want the OLED one, you can go on eBay, sell yours, and then the cash you get from that, you can get an OLED. Or take money off of OLED because it's not going to be a direct, you know, switcheroo.
I think they'll work it out. Like when they do Steam Deck 2 or something, I think they'll let you trade OLED or Steam Deck 1 for that, maybe.
I hope so. But I mean,
it's like a drastic leap, maybe.
I mean, they're setting themselves up for another issue the same way Microsoft has their shit set up with issues with compatibility and stuff. Because you have, it's Steam Deck verified. But if in the future we have Steam Deck 2, you could possibly be Steam Deck 2 verified, but not 1, right? Or 1, but not 2? No. Let me think. I think I might have reversed something. Yeah, you'll have to know if it's Steam Deck 2 verified, I guess. Unless the only thing that's increasing is horsepower, then if you have a Steam Deck verified logo, that means it works from 1 and 2, because it should work. It should just work better on the second one, I guess.
That's what I would think.
Unless they're doing something wild. So disregard what I said. That's what I don't know what... That leads me to the compatibility thing for Switch 2, because I have no idea how they're going to do backwards compatibility, if they are. Or they're just going to resell us the same games again. First, the Switch 2, new Switch, or Nintendo, whatever Switch version, or whatever the hell it is. You know how they had new Super Mario Bros., and then they have Mario Bros. Wii U, and then new Super Mario Bros. U, and then...
I mean, they did it with the 3DSs, didn't they? When they upgraded, some games worked on that, the other one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wouldn't put it past them.
But that was also a disaster, because how are you going to tell the adults that don't game when they're buying it for their kids, hey, this works on... There's some dude at GameStop, hey, this is for new 3DS. Are you sure your kid has the new 3DS? I got him a 3DS. Which one is the new 3DS? Oh, the new 3DS is the new 3DS. What? It's silly. The naming is so bad. And there's also more talks of PS5 Pro. And I'm like, we're doing this still? This whole pro version of the same shit again. So now it's even harder to see. Oh, what? How does this run on this? And more excuse every time. I'm like, fam, decide on something for 5 years and make a new just PS6, and then now people can just develop towards that.
I like there being a disc and discless, but
yeah,
I don't need anything past that until the next numbered iteration.
Exactly. Like, that's why I was talking to Javi about this, but Xbox came out the gate with the wrong move. Let's make Series S and X, and then the S is just much weaker in terms of hardware. So now people need, when they make multi-platform games, it's got to run on Series S, which is, again, capping anything. You're capping your game to, like, the lowest denominator? Or the lowest powered device. And if that Series S wasn't there, they'd only have to focus on the PS5, Xbox Series X, and PC, which all have, well, on PC potentially have a lot of horsepower, so you can make you're able to make even better games. Or that take advantage of all the horsepower, not, hey, does it take advantage of all of the Series S? Cool. What's the difference between the S and X? We just let it bump the resolution. Okay, thanks. Thank you, Series S.
I mean, I guess also kudos to Nintendo because they Switch, and that's all they really did for a while.
Yeah, like when did the Switch come out? You looked it up, I'm assuming?
No, I didn't. Oh. I want to guess though.
Okay, I think honestly, it's been a decade. I think it's been 10 years.
We were same guess, and that's not fun. I'm gonna say 2016 now.
How many number of years is that? Was that 8?
8. Do you know? See, 8.
You gravitate towards 8. I don't know why. Maybe because if you turn 8 on its side, it means infinite. And all you have is infinite power.
That is due infinites.
And that too. Are you looking it up? Could you look? No.
Oh, no. I my hands are literally not on anything.
Oh, my fucking goodness.
I didn't know you wanted me to.
Nintendo Switch release date. I bet you all Nintendo Switch 2 stuff comes up. 2017. You're off by 1.
It sucks.
It's only been 7 years. I guess not only. 7 years is a lot.
That feels like what? It feels like Smash is older than that.
I don't know. But yeah.
You know.
It was introduced March 3rd. I don't think that's when it released. Never mind. released worldwide in most regions on March 3rd, 2017. Yeah, that's what happened. And then I held off because I knew they were going to make a Mario game. And I'm like, they're probably going to bundle it. And then sure enough, they did. And I think it was later that year in 2017.
The Nintendo Direct already happened?
Yes, it happened last week, I
Oh.
think. Late last week. It was a partner one, though.
They
That's what.
fumbled it.
I mean, it was for partners. Like, they went ahead and it was like, it's just for third party stuff. So they
Okay,
announced.
because 7 year anniversary is next week, right? It's actually on a Sunday, the 3rd, you said March 3rd.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on a Sunday. And they could make a recorded video.
I don't think they don't really do a lot of. They're not gonna do Year of the Switch. Like, they've been doing Year of the Characters and stuff. And I think they only did
Those would be
two of
like
them.
they do like 5 year increments, right?
Hell if I know. Nintendo does what they want, how they want, when they want, so. And it hasn't stopped them from making money, so.
Stop them from making even more though. Where's the WarioWare Battle Royale?
I guess. I mean, they. I'm sure. I wonder what the sales numbers are for Metroid Prime's remastered. Because, I mean, people wanted to play more Metroid Prime, so they're like, let's just remaster the first one. And I think it runs well on Switch. Because, I mean, it was an old GameCube game.
It sold as of March 2023, Metroid Prime Remastered has sold 1.9 million copies.
Goodness. Is that physical and digital, or just digital say it, like it doesn't say?
I'm not seeing it.
That game costs, I think, $40, right? Or is it 50 or 60?
Oh, that's crazy. That was in a month.
That was in a month?
From February to March.
Holy crap, 1.3 you said million?
1.09.
So a million times.
Yeah, but you know what's funny about that? In 1 month, as of now, Tekken 8, 2 million copies.
That's good
So,
news. That's good
see the
news.
originality selling more than selling us the same thing we already bought a decade ago?
Well, that's more of a flex on them because that means they can sell you the same shit and you're still buying it a million times.
So I don't even say that's a flex. That's more of like a consumer wake up.
How much does it? I think it's $50, right? Prime. I put Promer. Prime
You're freaking
Remastered.
out.
That's the first thing that came up. Let me see. Physical. You can buy physicals straight from the Nintendo shop.
Yeah, I think it was delayed too. So like,
It
they had a date
was.
for digital, and then after you could buy a physical.
It's yeah, so $40 for the physical. Yeah, I mean you guys don't have to do the number. I mean, a million times 40. That's an easy 40 million on just that game alone. I mean, like I said, Nintendo's making too much cash, so they can take their sweet ass time if they wanted to, which is what they've been doing with the Switch 2. This is a console hardware podcast where we just talk about potential console hardwares. I think they fumbled it this generation with, I'm telling you, the Xbox Series S was a huge just shock onto the foot. We don't
Why
need.
isn't there a Tamagotchi app on the phone?
I wonder who owns the licensing for Tamagotchi. I can tell you that could probably give you the answer on why there's no app.
Bandai.
Bandai owns Tamagotchi? It loans the IP?
Apparently.
That's weird because Bandai does have mobile games, right?
But I think. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're behind the Dragon Ball games, but I could be wrong.
Well, I think that's different because that's Bandai Namco. I think that's a child company of Bandai. Unless I'm tweaking. Let me double
Don't
check. Bandai Namco
Are they still make
Wiki.
Tamagotchis?
Then there you go. Why sell an app when they can sell you hardware that they can charge more for?
They have the original Tamagotchi, then Tamagotchi On, then Tamagotchi Nano. And Tamagotchi Pix and Tamagotchi Uni. Where's Tamagotchi versus Capcom? I think that's next.
Yeah, they merged. So yeah, it was first Namco Bandai Games, following the 2005 merger of Namco and Bandai. Yep. Bandai Namco is a subsidiary of Bandai. That's cool. Now you know. A little history lesson there for you Bandai fans. I know Randall loves Bandai.
All my Bandais and girls. Bandguys, that's what I wanted to say.
Want me to take the, I can cut the first take if you want.
Keep it in.
All right.
So we show growth.
That's true. Shoot. What was I going to say? We went right into it, so I don't know. Oh, I have... This is the EDLR podcast, obviously, and now we're doing the intro afterwards. Anthony here, Brian, and Randall as well. Mm. Hiding behind the image there. This past... I mean, it was a short week. Short work week slash just week for me, because I had Monday off, and then I took Tuesday, because my remainder of the week was my company kickoff meeting stuff. So I'm like, I'll just take Tuesday off, and then Wednesday, Thursday were pretty chill days, and then Friday's Friday. Friday's usually chill anyway. I didn't do much, but I think last Tuesday I watched the Wonka movie with Timothée Chalamet.
That's white me, man.
That's white what?
It's white me.
Timothée Chalamet is white you?
Why? Same birthday down to the year.
Oh, okay. What about the time? Is it close?
I gotta ask him.
You have to ask him? You can't. I'm sure his stuff is all public knowledge now.
I feel like if I Google that, SWAT's going to come in with an aggressive knock to my window.
Why? Why? What?
That's a weird question to look up, I think.
Because what if it was like right down to the time?
I've looked up weirder. I've looked up if dolphins have dicks, so.
And you're still there. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, no one's come after you. I think that's all you need to justify looking this up.
Time born? It's like, oh yeah, Timothée Chalamet is Jason Bourne.
Yeah. Here's a clip, and it's just deep fake Timothée Chalamet on, what's his name, Jason Statham?
9:16 p.m.
There you go. You know what time you were born?
Nope.
Why did we go down this rabbit hole, then? Alrighty. What was I going to say? Yeah. That's all I did. I watched Wonka. Wonka was pretty cool. The music was pretty dope. Some of them were more catchy than others. I was waiting the entire time for them to do some sort of rendition of the one that Gene Wilder sings. What is it? I don't even forget how it goes. But the melody's that one. Bum, 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 and they save it for like this. They save it for like the perfect moment near the end where it's like, oh, okay, this all makes sense. Timothy did a great job. He seems like he was doing some homework on how Gene Wilder did his Wonka. So there's parts of the movie where I'm like, okay, he's doing pretty good there. It has very obvious parallels. Like, okay, he definitely did his homework here. And he kind of looked what is the word I'm looking for? The mannerisms or the jokes or the writing that they put is like, okay, these are the kind of jokes that Gene will do. Or that his character did in that movie did as well. Hugh Grant as the CG Oompa Loompa was really good. It worked really well, I think. What else? I think that's it. Like, it was fine. It's definitely one of those movies, if you have nothing to watch, it's cool to see how Wonka started the factory, pretty much. That's kind of like the main overarching arc is just him coming from, I forgot where, because they kind of go into like, oh, he came from some other country or something. I forgot, from X place, and now he's here, and that's when he starts building or trying to sell chocolate and everything. It's got that magical feel like the first one did, but since this one has CG, it's visually more like, oh, snap, you know? Eye-popping because the vibrant stuff with the CG you can do and stuff like that, so. But if you don't like musicals, this won't sell you, right? The only one that I can always say that might still use La La Land, but and Greatest Showman was pretty good too. For musicals.
I remember liking it.
Which one? The Greatest Showman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love La La Land's my favorite movie.
And I mean, Hugh Jackman can definitely sing, and he kind of showed that off in the movie. Anyway, but Wonka, definitely go watch it. You haven't seen it yet, Randall, right?
No.
Do you have any interest in watching it?
Not if it's a musical.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, the old one was a musical and you liked it, did you not? Or did you not like the old Wonka one?
Honestly, don't remember how it was.
Oh, well, if you go watch it, you're not going to like it because the original Wonka was a musical too. What am I going to talk about here? I was going to say something because I mentioned the original Wonka. I don't remember. It'll come to me. Randall, did you watch anything or play anything new? Or what? How's the week going, right? You say or you say a word?
I said
Okay. Because I don't know if you said I don't know. Okay. Randall, you had literally 2 weeks to think on what to say on here. That's wild, bro. Brian, he's thinking there. Well, he's loading. He's buffering. He's bringing in all the data.
I'm sorry. My Discord's been weird visually. Okay. I don't remember what I said last week. I know I listened to an album since last time.
I mean, you can also see what you posted. So did you talk about the Ferduous album?
I don't remember.
Well, check when you listen to it. And if it was last week, then you didn't talk about it. Because remember, we had the booked episode or banked episode.
You have all the answers now, huh?
The 20th was a week from tomorrow, which means last week, which means we didn't record anything. So you can talk about Ferduous.
Okay.
Hit him with it. What's the name of the
app? What week did we record?
I'm sorry?
Was it the week of the 12th that we recorded last time?
Yes.
Did I talk about the McGee album? I did. I remember now. All right, so Ferduous, right?
Yeah. What's the name of the
project? Dreamland's the name of it. It's only 6 songs and it's 14 minutes, 38 seconds.
That's nothing. With 6 songs? Was it everything's 2 minutes?
Almost 3 minutes, then 3 minutes on the dot, 2.5, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute and 57 seconds.
That makes sense.
Compared to those other album and EPs that I've heard, those are more like they're still abstract and electronic primarily. But they're more like the melancholic down tempo kind of vibe.
Uh-huh.
But this one's, it's like, you know what? Let me get lost in it's the cyberwebs. Very pleasant, refreshing. It's more up tempo. Out of the 6 songs, I thumbs up 6 songs.
Oh, so the whole thing to if they were released as a vinyl, you're copping it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The standout ones, that's hard to say because I vividly remember liking every song.
But there's okay, Brian. But this is Highlander rules. There can only be one. So,
only one.
Yeah.
So you just want me to name one.
Name one on that EP that you like. The rest, if you pick one thing, right, and the rest are going.
I'm hitting play.
On each of the tracks. Are the first couple seconds going to remind you, oh, this is the one that needs to stay?
I hit play and then I skip to a random spot.
Oh, okay. I thought you were hitting play, listening to like the first 10 seconds and then going, okay, I remember the song. Okay.
Well, that might honestly be the...
Well, Brian's browsing through Spotify. Randall, did you get enough time to think of what you did?
Unfortunately, I watched Mean Girls.
Oh, I've seen that. That's been released. It's not. I haven't seen the original. So, have you seen the original as well?
That's why I watched this one because I saw the original.
And the original one's just night and day better.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. I should just watch the original then.
Yes.
What drastic changes did they do in the Mean Girls movie that you're like, nah, we're done here?
They're nice now.
The musical.
And the original wasn't a musical?
Not that I remember.
Okay. I wonder why they went musical. I thought it was just going to be like a modern version of Mean Girls. So that's why I'm like, I was sort of looking forward to it because I didn't see the original. So I was going to watch the new one first to see when I watched the original if it, you know, a different point of view, a perspective for comparing them.
The original's entertaining.
I just don't. If I did watch the original, I don't remember it at all. That's why I'm like, okay, I gotta watch the original. So just steer clear of it completely. Oh, because you're not a fan of musicals, so I mean, that's kind of, that's probably gonna be your answer, huh?
Unless it's La La Land, yeah, steer clear.
Steer clear. Okay, cool. Is that the one with that art, like the actual musical artist as the main, as the lead, Renee or something, right?
I don't know.
Okay, Brian McKnight. All right, cool. Then I'll steer clear of that. I'll probably just gain access to the original Mean Girls and see how that is.
I remember enjoying the first one. I saw it on TV though.
Is the original supposed to be a comedy or a drama or a mix of both?
It's a comedy.
Yeah, it's like a comedy with, I mean, high mean, school, little
high school Mean Girls
drama. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's pretty funny.
Okay. Then I'll check that. I'll check out that Mean Brian. So it looks like you were ready with your selection here.
Yeah. It honestly, the best song is the first song, "Summer Nights."
Oh, okay. So off.
But listening, I click play. I hit REM spot.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But the "Summer Nights," that one dunks.
It dunks. That's a new one.
Yeah, I'm just trying new things.
I mean, it might catch on, and this will be the first podcast to have it on there. So if people start saying dunks, you heard it here first.
Bro, that shit dunks.
What are your thoughts on dunks, Randall? I need to get a survey set.
On dunks? Yeah. Sneakers?
Yeah.
Because instead of... instead of saying slaps, Brian said it dunks. So what are your thoughts
on... Oh, you're talking about the slang.
Yeah, like what are you...
I'm sticking with the slaps.
Oh, damn, bro.
Yeah, but just give it a good... next recording day, just use it there sporadically and then let me know how you feel about it.
You do some do some practice rounds with dunks.
You're like, bro, this... Yo, I hit this dude with a low with Kazuya and Tekken 8. Bro, the damage I got dunks.
I'm already liking it.
He doesn't hate it.
He doesn't hate it. Yeah, that that he did wasn't I hate musicals. Mm. That was like a I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, there's room for growth there.
Yeah.
Summer Nights, first song, like the most. I find it hard to find a people if you don't like electronic music or anything, synthy, you probably won't like it, but I think everyone in this call will like the
especially
the
EP. If it's synth heavy, come on.
And it's up-tempo, too. Like, honestly, it'd be a good gateway to his older music.
Because it's
more inviting. I think more people are open to...
Accessible.
Energetic.
Mm-hmm.
And short.
Yeah, 14 minutes, you can't go wrong. You can't have... For the people who sit on the toilet just stream or scrolling through TikTok for half an hour, you could be listening to this for this album and still have enough time to keep scrolling through TikTok, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I shout this guy out every fucking chance. The only guy to have Song of the Year twice for me. So.
Oh, I see. Then this might be a three-peat. We'll see how the rest of the year starts or goes. I have homework then. I always have homework, but.
And then I drooled. But besides that, I listened to an album. I don't know how to pronounce her name. It's not like a hard name or anything, but I don't know how to get the last part. Alicia Creti, C-R-E-T-I.
C-R-E-T-I. I don't think I've heard. You mentioned her to me, but I don't believe I've heard any of her work.
I haven't heard of her any of her work prior to this, but I don't even remember how I found her album. I think either YouTube Music or scrolling through social media and I saw the cover art or something. I was like, that's a cool cover art. And I just clicked on it.
That's what? Listening. That's kind of what happened to me, and that's probably my favorite way of discovering stuff. Either I'm on TikTok and I'm scrolling, and because I follow some content creators who are just like, hey, these are songs, underrated songs you might not hear, and then they just play, and I'm like, all right, that sound is pretty smooth or something, and I just start listening to the said artist or just that track.
But I'm blind.
What?
I don't know if YouTube Music has that many ways to. Like find new artists.
They do have similar things to Spotify, like especially the ones catered to you where they just generate playlists for you. They definitely have
I those. Want like a new releases playlist or something, you know?
They have those too. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, a new release mix.
I was about to say, because I think one of the selling points for YouTube not too long ago is that they have a lot of this feature parity with Spotify when it comes to like playlists and discoverability. Mm. Well, maybe more playlists. I don't know about discoverability, but.
So yeah, I listened to Alicia Creddy. This album, it's called Self, and it's like a, is this forward dash, forward slash, or backslash? How do you?
Well, we read from left to right. Is it tumbling backwards or forward? You tell me,
Brian. It starts left.
Again, that doesn't tell me anything. When you are looking at it, Brian, it goes
the end of it.
Uh huh.
Is away from the beginning of the word.
Is it falling towards the period of the sentence or away?
It's falling towards the period.
That's forward slash.
If the period's at the end of the sentence.
Yes. That's how we hear in America.
But which period of the sentence before the sentence?
The sentence it's currently on. Right.
What'd you say it was?
Forward slash. From the date, from this crazy amount of analytical data you just gave me, I think it's forward slash.
All right. Self forward slash less. So selfless, I guess.
Okay.
7 songs, 23 minutes. She has an interesting voice. The songs kind of fit more towards like the way 2000s R&B was kind of performed or played out. Not necessarily in like the way she writes, but I guess the way she sings and in the instrumentation of the songs give me like 2000s R&B kind of vibe.
Okay. Is it like the Baby Powder Genevieve that you sent? Is it Genevieve? I don't remember the artist name. I'm sorry.
No, you got it. Okay. You got it. Not really.
Okay.
Not like that bubblegummy.
Okay. That's a good way to describe it. Cause that's kind of that kind of hits it on the nail.
So out of the 7 songs, I hearted 3 of them. Not to say that the other 4 weren't like solid. It was like, oh, that's cool, but not enough for me to like actually heart it.
Mm-hmm.
That I can think of, I didn't notice too much of a like a. Same thing with Ferdus's album. It felt like just a collection rather than like a. This song's here because of this. The song's here for this, or like a like overlapping theme of the album.
Uh huh.
It's kind of just, hey, this is the sound that I wanted, and then this is my order. That's kind of a lie already with hers because the last song is kind of like a ballad kind of,
but okay, like 80s ballad, like power ballad, or
no, like R&B, more like not so much drums or anything, more like. I remember, were there strings?
Like just strings and piano, or
yeah, like piano, and then just like it gives her room to just sing,
like top.
Like there's like a bass, but
like top Adele song bag.
Not that big.
Okay, I see. It's a little more intimate. It's not like performative on stage.
Kind of. Yeah, she has good range. Like she gets good range of their voice. Like she can
get high. Oomph. Okay.
I wouldn't say like Adele. I would no, not as dramatic as Christina Aguilera. Like a little more tame Christina Aguilera when she hits like the strong notes.
Okay.
I like the Crazy was one song I like, Guilt Trip, and the last song that I'm literally describing right now, Self / / Less.
Uh-huh.
I like those songs a lot. If you like R&B, primarily like the sound of R&B in like the 2000s, I'd give it a shot, and it's less than half an hour. So, I mean,
yeah,
also just why not?
Those are the best. The EPs are like
a nice voice. A lot of these songs, I think if I had to weigh it, I liked the instrumentals, and I liked her on it, as opposed to like if you took the instrumental out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a good marrying of the two. A lot of instrumentals here that even the songs I didn't heart, but I liked them.
I know this is going to be a new thing, but like last week's New Music Friday, there's a bunch of singles that came out, and they're bundling the singles with like the song itself, a cappella, instrumental, like within like the single stuff. And I don't know if that's going to be a new popular thing that's happening.
The people have been doing that for a while.
I don't know. Last week was like almost every single that came out when you click on the. You know how you you go to the new music, whatever, and it shows the album arts of everything. On Spotify, you can't really tell if it's an album or like single until you click on it. You're like, oh, it's just a single.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you click on it, usually the single is just the one track. But now, I think Selena Gomez had one, and someone else did. I forgot who it was. It might have been another pop person. I have to double check who it was. And you can, it had an a cappella track on it, instrumental only track on it. I'm like, is this so people can make, so it's easier for people to just remix or like make a EDM?
I would say yes and no, because I would have said it's for basically free promo. People are going to flip it or make remixes, put it on TikTok. But with UMG's new, hey, we're taking stuff off there. You know that thing that made most of our songs famous, that got us the streams, that gets us a sliver of money for our artists?
Uh-huh.
Not anymore.
No, I'm good.
I don't understand how having millions of young people promo your fucking song.
It's bad. But they still have the integration with Spotify. Like, the songs you can't see on TikTok, you can still put it on the stories. So I'm not sure what...
Apparently, I just found out, too, that because my Instagram account is set up as a business one,
uh-huh,
I can't put those songs, like a lot of songs, onto my stories. If I share yours, it works. It but works. If I were to try to put it...
I'm going to double check something real quick. So I think I ran into that, and I just changed the Split Screen Losers account to be, I think, a creator's account or something.
I didn't know you could do that.
Let me double check. I might be lying to you. Let me go to settings.
If you can, I might just do that. I would prefer it.
It's not telling me right now. There's Meta Pay. I didn't even know that was a thing. It's not telling me here. They might have changed account status, perhaps. It says I can monetize if I wanted to, but I don't really have. It's not telling. I don't know where would be a good spot in the app to tell you what type of profile your account is. For professionals, business tools and controls. I think I'm actually, never mind. I might have actually switch account type.
Where'd you find it?
No, mine's business, because I can switch to personal and I can switch to creator account.
So maybe it's a mix then, because it told me flat out that you have limited songs because of this. But it could also be that I just don't have Spotify.
Are you sure you're not a creator account then? Because I've been using the business account for Split Screen Losers for quite some time.
It told me business. Where'd you say you found it?
Oh. Shit, my fault. So you go to settings. Like, you, what are you looking at right now on your app?
Account center.
Okay, cool. If you scroll down a little bit, this should be for professionals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Click on business tools and controls. And then if you scroll down, there should be switch account type.
Switch to personal, switch to creator.
So yeah, you have the same thing I have probably, which is a professional account. So I'm not sure why yours is not letting you.
Then I'm assuming.
Oh, maybe
it's a little more limited because I have business, but then it's way less because I don't have Spotify, I guess.
That'd be weird.
What are you going to say?
No, because maybe UMG is now taking it off of Instagram, but I just happened to do it before. Like, it might have been done over the weekend.
When I got the messages before the announcement.
Oh, okay. Then I don't know. That's another just crazy thing about the license, like music use and licensing, that I just don't know about. And I don't know, the lawyers are probably, whoever the lawyers have to deal with, like music licenses and stuff. Godspeed, dude. There's too much to track. I'm cool on that. Like, what is it? What were the licenses? Performing, recording it, or distributing? What was the other?
There's a lot of licenses. Performance. Fuck. There's like a mechanical that I think is a mix of both. I'm very rusty with when it comes to licensing and all that stuff. Sync licensing is like what they use so that you can use your music in like movies and things like that. But besides that, I'm very rusty on all the names.
I mean, that's not something. In my opinion, that's not something you should be worrying about anyway. That's for lawyers, but I don't know.
Yeah, but not necessarily just your lawyers. If you have if you're signed up with a performing rights organization, like ASCAP or BMI, they have to worry about that, so you kind of have to a bit.
Is that you shortening the name?
What?
ASCAP?
Yeah, no, that's real.
One S, I'm assuming.
A-S, yeah, one S.
Okay. Yeah, there's no way of getting around it. It's going to sound like ASCAP. I was going to say ASCAP, and I'm like, that's so much emphasis on AS.
Back, which would be PAXA.
I like PAXA. That sounds like a union of people doing good things together.
It sounds like, let's say you have leftover pizza. Mm-hmm. They give you a box specifically to make sure it stays fresh. PAXA. You put it in this box.
Is it like the heat thing that Pizza Hut comes with? That has like the silver, I don't even know what type of material that is. Foil, maybe?
Aluminum foil? It's not really foil, though. I guess it's aluminium.
Yeah, maybe some aluminium. Aluminum! That's from Chappelle Show fans. What were we talking about? Before the licenses stuff?
It's a good album.
Yeah, right? This
solid album.
Shoot. Oh, and shout out to Spotify's AI DJ, DJ X, or whatever it was. Because we went, I was out of town this last weekend going see family in West Palm. And then me and Brian usually have a joint playlist or something. We just make a playlist that takes up the time it takes to drive over there so we each can hear the songs that we like on shuffle, obviously. It slipped my mind completely. So then when the day came and I'm like, I guess we'll just try out the DJ. And it's an AI DJ that looks through a ton of stuff. Sometimes it's just, it does it by like sections, like just like a regular radio station would. Like, oh, this block of music is stuff you've been listening to on repeat, you know? And then they'll put you on blast. If anybody's like, oh, you love this artist so much, you played it. And then it's like, oh, here's The Weeknd. I'm like, okay, you don't have to tell everybody that I listen to it that often. Just play it. Or, hey, these are some new releases. It's like the guy who, it's AI. It's something they generate the text it's going to say, and then they have like an audio, generative audio thing for this guy, and he'll be like, that was Hoobastank, right? Now, next up is said person, right? And then it'll play, and sometimes the transitions are pretty smooth. I mean, it's just fading in and out, but sometimes it picks a good spot in the song to where you're like, oh, okay, that wasn't too bad. It's hit or miss, just like almost all the generative AI stuff that's been coming out, it's hit or miss. So when it hits, it's like, okay, not bad. Flex on them, AI. And then sometimes like, yep, that's definitely AI. Hard cut to like the next song, or the text that was generated when he says it's like, all right, it's kind of bland and robotic, but it worked for us. It kind of kept the music selection fresh for the most part.
Yeah, it did an Omar Apollo section, so I'm all right with it.
Yeah, like, you know, sometimes do just a section of a specific artist. That was me just calling in the, I don't even know what to call them. I was going to say the Tongue Lords, and I'm like, that sounds really terrible.
Were you guys sad that I didn't go?
Yeah, you missed a bunch of kids growing up.
What?
No, the Aria
in Salem, yeah. I mean, they're much older and more, they're not as introverted anymore.
They drive.
Yeah, like, they drifted up to the scene, dude. Guess their cars. Right? What would you think Salem would drive? Hello?
Some sort of Mercedes.
Oh, so you see Salem and Mercedes. What do you think Aria would drive?
Some sort of SUV.
Oh, snap. Okay. I wouldn't have guessed those. I have no idea what they were like. But they were, yeah, they were, you know, cheesing for most of the time. It was a good time. We ate, drank. I think that's most, yeah. And just laughed at some funny, whatever the heck stories were being told. The usual, right? Yeah, I don't know what's up with this Monday. This Monday I've been tired. We're talking about the drive, the AI stuff. Yeah, so shout out to Spotify's DJ AI stuff, because it was fun. It was a cool little beta test I did. Oh, I guess it's not a beta because it's out for everybody. But it was cool to experiment with it. Today, I'm like, I'm done hearing that fucking DJ come in between my songs. That sounded terrible. But I'm going to keep it in. And I just hit shuffle on my liked, which is almost the same thing. Never mind. I'm not giving it too much. I'm not giving it enough credit. Because sometimes it'll sprinkle in like a track, you know? And I'm like, okay, I haven't heard this in a long time, or I never heard him before. And I'm like, okay, I might listen to these people later on. Oh, well, they also did like a nice little segment for Snoop Dogg because it was like Black History Month. So he gave us like, it's like, oh, now we're going to pay homage to Snoop Dogg for Black History Month. And they gave us like a little, what is it? Some description text before, you know, that he was talking about. Like when you would intro somebody like on stage or something, like, oh, now coming up next is this. And they went through his like his career highlights and then started playing a bunch of tracks that had Snoop Dogg on it. I'm like, that's a nice little section. And I mean, all of it was, you know, AI generated for the most, to my knowledge, unless someone just made all, wrote it and just had him say it on random or something. So that was pretty dope. What was I going to mention? I didn't really talk about Wonka. I've been playing Persona 5 Royale. I think I'm on the, they call them heists for each of like the main sections. I think this is my third heist or fourth that I'm on. I don't remember.
It's an alien?
Nah, it's Alibaba still. So I just don't remember. I don't remember. I haven't played since Friday. So, what was I going to say? Yeah, I'm like, again, I think I told Brian this already. What I don't like about the game mainly is when it decides to restrict you. When it kind of spends all this time making it seem like, oh, you kind of have free reign and free control, as they're slowly letting go of like the restrictiveness of the game. Like you start the game off and you kind of just have to do what it tells you to, but then it starts opening it up like, hey, now that you're done with today's school, you can go and try to hang out with people, go to do an activity and stuff, or go study or something, or do something that'll like upgrade your social stats, which is like, what is it, charm, intelligence, guts, proficiency, and I forgot what the fifth one was.
Say it again. You have this being smart, charm,
proficient, guts, and what's the last one? Yeah, dude. I forgot what the fifth one is.
I don't remember because there's only three in Persona 3, so I'm trying to remember.
Oh, then you're not gonna remember because it's been a while since you played Royal. I don't remember what the fifth tree is, or the fifth option is. Oh, it's kindness. That's the fifth one. It's intelligence, ooh, charm, sorry, kindness, guts, and whatever I missed there anyway. But yeah, there's stuff where you'll be like, oh, it's evening. And then you're like, oh, I guess I can go and try something out. Like, you know, it's nighttime, so you can go to like a jazz club or something, or invite one of your friends somewhere so you can like increase their relationship status with them so you can unlock more things with their character, or you unlock something else because he's your confidant. But then there's times where it's like, oh, it's evening or middle of the day, and it's like, you should really go do this thing. And you're like, okay, but I want to do this. No. And they don't just take you to the thing you need to do. It's like, you need to go to bed. Okay, then just go, right? Like, just go play the animation to go to bed and start the next day. Not, hey, you're here. Your options are bed and maybe craft something. And I'm like, well, what's the point of having the open world or the, you know, the school sim version if you're just going to tell me what to do? The point is, I should be able to dictate what I want to spend the time on, not go to bed.
You're not an adult.
That's what I'm saying. But the thing is, it doesn't matter what activity you do, you go back home and sleep. Like, you don't, I would imagine if you did an activity instead of sleeping, that, okay, it might hinder you. Most of the times when you're able to do an activity outside and it's like evening already, you still do the activity and you go home and sleep. And then the next day starts anyway. So why are you restricting it for no reason when I could be progressing in some other way? And that's a huge bummer every time it happens. The combat's turn-based, so, you know, it's chill. I like the Persona stuff. It's like I'm playing JoJo RPG. Sort of. When I'm playing with the other characters, when you're playing as the main character, since you can just swap personas, it kind of takes that feeling away. I gotta be honest, I don't really like the whole, hey, you have to manage all this shit, and on top of that, Pokemon, but in Persona form. And I'm like, I didn't really care about that. You're adding too much shit for me to manage for no reason. Just give me a lot more characters to switch my party with. I don't know. Even if they don't have, like, deep story, like, they don't have to have a huge-ass backstory on why you're on your team. Like, maybe work till you get the Phantom Thieves to a place where everybody wants to be helping you and partying so you can just recruit people in and out of your party. But just me swapping around trying to capture fucking personas to level all of them up on top of leveling my own character up, on top of leveling up all the other characters that are in the battle and versus not in the battle, because I think they get a percentage of the XP even if they're not in the battle. I don't know. I don't think so. They don't get anything at all?
Maybe in 5, but I know in 3 you have to have a passive on that they get a percentage.
Gotcha. I think in 5 they changed it, because I could have sworn I had like Morgana level up, and once I got like all humans, I just took Morgana out because I'm like, that cat can be annoying somewhere else.
Fucking hate that cat.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. Does this game end with me finding out if it's a human or a cat, or this doesn't get resolved?
You kind of got to play it, right?
That's what I'm asking. Is there an answer? Not if she does or not, is there an answer? Because this whole, I'm already like, we did multiple high. The fucking thing starts with, I'll help you guys if you help me. We have yet to fucking talk about getting her to get her human form back or whatever the hell it is.
You get glimpses of information that aren't helpful in any way to answer the question.
Gotcha. So she's just a complete waste. Got it.
It's a he, actually.
What? No. They don't know what they're... Because there's dialogue where it's like, I think I'm a... They don't know. So they is the correct answer. Because they don't have no idea. They're just a cat and they think they're human. Because they have human memories or some shit. I don't know what it was.
Morgana could die, though, and that would be, oh, no.
Yeah, I'm not.
Morgana, Ryuji can shut the fuck up. And Anne's just boring. I'm because everyone else.
The only other people you haven't mentioned is Makoto and Yusuke for me. So if there's more, cool.
Just even like the confidants.
Well, the confidants, yeah, because they're helping you the whole way. And you don't really talk to them unless you're about to level them up or you're just doing their odd jobs. And they don't really... don't even have that many voice lines. Unless you're doing like a confidant level up or something. I don't know. It's been great. Cause I've been doing it on my Steam Dink. And because of Persona, I'm like, I think I need to start playing more turn-based shit on my Steam Dink. Because it's really chill. You can just pause it, put your Steam Dink to sleep, come back. You'll still be in the middle of that fight. No problem. It doesn't require online. So I can just load it up, be out in the middle of who cares where. And the game will run, right? So, we'll see. I've been enjoying it so far as Reach Hill. And then the other game I'm still playing is obviously Helldivers. And Godspeed to Arrowhead Studios. I'm sure that place is on fire trying to get this thing as stable as possible. But this past weekend, from what the internet's been saying, it stabilized because they upgraded. They lifted the server cap to 700,000 and they implemented the AFK timer thing. So, when was it? I think it was Thursday? Bless you. Okay. Thank you. I think it was Thursday or Friday. I jumped right in and didn't have any queue. I didn't have a queue like I've been having. I didn't have a queue like I've been having in the past, you know, since launch. So that's good. Or unless it's just people getting tired of it already and they're just moving on to another game. But sayonara, that means I get to play without headaches. It
doesn't seem like I'm still hearing about it. Like the game.
Yeah. There is apparently cheating going on. Did you already hear about it? But the people cheat, like if you might be able to like join a lobby with somebody who's cheating and you'll end up finishing the complete, like you end up finishing the mission with like hundreds of samples. Because they just have like some cheat going on that probably does a multiplier or something.
Mm-hmm. So no, I haven't heard that.
So yeah, you'll finish it with like so much resources, you can just unlock everything. So for the people who like enjoy the grind to unlock stuff, they're going to be bummed out. If they've, like, happened to join a lobby that has a cheater in it. Which sucks, because, you know, you may not always have a stack, you know, a full team of people to go in and play the game, so you have to get randoms. And that would be terrible. If you like the grind. For me, if I get the resources, cool. I don't have to grind and I get everything, and that's, I'm cool with it. Cuz just the game is fun, so I don't care about the progression stuff. But anywho, that's just me.
I haven't played it since last time we did.
Yeah, I was going to say if you wanted to keep playing it this week, but we'll see, like on Wednesday or Thursday. Cuz I haven't streamed in so long. Because like the only thing I was streaming consistently was Neo 2, but we really don't have our third Neo 2 guy is working, so. And on the days he's not working, I'm hanging with Jinyana, so we'll have to find some way to overlap sometimes there. Oh, but we did yesterday. We continued Dead Island 2. And it's still pretty stable. If anybody wants just a good arcade-y, you know, zombie co-op game that's not brutally difficult, I'm looking at you, Back for Blood. It's been pretty fun. I was talking to Javi about it as well. It's like Borderlands styled, where there's big areas you go to. You can do a bunch of side stuff there. Get some loot. And then that's all I really got for that Dead Island.
Something to do. Way better than the first one, let me tell you that much. It's just fun to dick around, beat the shit out of things, level up, beat the shit out of things.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's with every character, but once you learn the parry and you can equip the perk that when you parry, you like stun in an area and like an AoE, I can take on it, the world. There was parts where I was taking on three huge guys, and then I have a single worry. Cause I'm like, as soon as I parry one of them, boom. Like, the other ones that are trying to swarm me are, like, stuck for a bit, and then if you grab somebody, with like, after you parry, you're invulnerable. Like, they can try swinging on you, nothing happens. I've done it in the middle of, like, I guess one of you guys accidentally made the floor on fire or something, and I just, oh, hopefully while I'm on fire, they attack me, and I just parry it, grab, and I'm attack, and then I just do, like, a finisher. And I'm just unharmed, so.
As a host, you probably have been more consistent, but there's, like, a timing latencies and things like that on my end, but I enjoyed the parrying.
Oh, I don't know.
It might be sometimes they'll swing at me, and then the second later, they're behind me. Like, it just flash steps. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, that's just a latency issue, then. Because I don't know if that game is... I think that's just peer-to-peer. I don't think there's, like, a server hosting the game session in any way. They just probably have matchmaking servers, and then whoever's host has hopefully good connection. Who knows? Or they're just not, it's not optimized for fast network, for game state syncing or whatever it is. What was I gonna say? That's it, actually. I don't know if there's anything else. I don't think I pretty much tackled.
Did I play anything new? No, I've just been kind of honing down on the same games for now. Playing Persona 3, and then when I can, just spending more time learning Tekken.
Yeah, I think I swapped Tekken for Helldivers because I've been doing Persona 5 slowly, still doing that consistently, and then I finished the Tekken 8 character stories. I did not hop into the combat trials or the combo practice. I haven't even done that. And then Helldivers came out, and I'm like, well, Helldivers. Matt, you know, spreading managed democracy.
I didn't play anything else. Still have Power World there. I don't know if you started on your own or not, but I have installed.
Oh, no, I haven't at all. The survival game I started on my own a little bit was Enshrouded. No. Enshrouded? Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can do a solo save, so I've been doing that. I tried it for a little bit. I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool, and then it's installed, and Helldivers. So it just happens. Sometimes there's games where I'm just like, that's all I want to play. What was I going to say? And the Steam Deck runs it okay. I can get Helldivers on the Steam Deck at like 30 FPS with some upscaling a little bit.
I wanted to get Nightingale, but I'll wait. I thought it was 1.0, but it's early access.
It's early access. And we spoke to Chris about it, and he was like, it's a game you gotta wait for. Because he's been waiting for it, played it for a bit, and he's like, you gotta wait. So I just take the word. Or I might just wait for 1.0. Because what's it called? 1.0 as well recently? Sons of the Forest?
Okay. Last Epoch, I reinstalled, but I haven't hit play.
And Last Epoch also went 1.0 recently, I think, so. And I got that like a while back, right back when Kelsey was still on here consistently, and he was like, yo, next Diablo clone, that looks pretty cool. And I don't even think I started it.
No, I didn't either.
I just grabbed it because he's like, oh, they're going to add co-op. And I'm like, all right, cool, I'll play when they add it. And then I just never did. And I put a bunch of time into Diablo 4. So I punted time into.
I haven't even beat it once.
You only have to beat it once, and then you can skip for your characters. That way you can just not have to worry about stuff being locked behind story missions. You can just go straight to like the priority quest to unlock whatever you want. That's it. I think it's a short and sweet episode. I'm not going to sit here and try to drag this on. If we ain't got any other updates here, we're done here. Thoughts, concerns, questions?
Anything coming out that we're looking forward to?
Dune is this weekend.
Is it in theaters?
Yeah. You think Dune 2? Probably.
You in a group together?
No. I'm going date night.
Oh.
So we're going to go probably watch that. And if you guys want it, I could watch it again because I'm sure it's not going to be bad.
I'm indifferent.
I don't mind watching it twice.
Unless it sucks.
Yeah, unless it sucks, but I don't know. The first one was really cool to me. So if they're just going to keep adding cool stuff. What is there to lose?
How long is this? Also another like 3-ish hours?
Excuse me?
Is another 3-ish hours or so runtime?
The first one was... Let me just go check.
I want to say the first something. One was like that. Or am I a buffoon?
I mean, but it's not mutually exclusive, right? Like,
it's one or the other.
Dune 1 is 2.5 hours. And Dune 2 is 2 hours and 47 minutes. So it's a little longer. Runtime. I didn't even notice Christopher Walken's in the sequel. That's crazy.
In Dune 2? Oh, I'm asking as if you already saw it.
Yeah, like...
But I asked you, was it a big role?
It might be. Apparently there's a third film. I thought it was just a two-parter. That's crazy.
Isn't there a bunch of books or no?
All I know about Dune is the movie I saw in 2021, which was the first Dune movie. I heard there was an older Dune movie. I don't believe I've seen it. I'm just watching the latest one. And then the third one's codenamed Dune Messiah, I guess. I don't know what's going to happen. And I guess Anya Taylor-Joy's in it? Is she in the second one? No. Some wild stuff's going to happen in this movie, I think.
Is Queen's Gambit lady?
Yeah. That's wild. That's what you refer her as. When I think she did a pretty cool job as... I forgot the name already. She's in Midnight Suns. She opens portals.
Magic?
Yeah, she was magic and New Mutants.
I haven't watched that.
Oh.
The last thing I said, as what I lied directly to everybody. Last thing I saw her in was Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, that's a lie. You saw Super Mario Bros.
I didn't see her, I heard her.
Oh, my fault. You're right.
Watch your mouth.
But yeah, the only thing that's upcoming is Dune, so I'll... We might talk about it next week, depending if you guys all watch it the same weekend. If not, we can hold off till everybody sees it and have a spoiler-filled discussion, I guess. Not free. We'll start off free. Like, hey, do we like it? Yay, yay, nay. And then we'll go and deep dive in there. Again, I don't have any prior knowledge to Dune, so I don't know if it's faithful to any material or anything, but
you can't watch it digital day one, right?
No, Brian. That's kind of stuff that happened during lockdown. Now that we're out and about, nobody cares about what's happening. They're gonna put it in theaters so people can make the most cash. Cause $12, you know, $12-$15 for a movie in your home, that they're losing so much money when they could just charge $15 per person at a theater. Right? Guaranteed. So why would they put it digitally? To convenience us? They're not here for that. They're here to get Maximundo money. That's my new fucking persona name, bro. Maximundo money? Come on. Easy. Anywho.
Put the money on the table, that's what he says.
Yeah. We'll see if they have a character on homage on that. What is it? 2XKO is what it's called now?
I hate that fucking name so much.
I'm not a fan. No sense. I'm not a fan of it either. I saw the name and it looked like it was another code name.
Somebody said that they think they named it that because it'll show up on the categories on Twitch quicker.
It will.
Alphabetically.
It'll be alphabetical. So
if that's the reason, I mean, kudos for that logic, but it's still a stupid fucking name.
Yep.
I'm really going to walk around. Yeah, do you want some sets in two? What are you going to shorten it to? You want to play some KO?
You want to play some 2X? What is that?
I hate it.
Half a fucking RTS?
People are going to call it like, you want to play League Fighter or something? Project L sounded better.
Yeah, Project L was better than 2XKO. That's a bad name.
Hey, it made sense because Project L, like if you lose,
you hold that L.
Yeah, you work on that L, bro.
Why not just fighters? Just add fighters at the end of it. Dragon Ball
could've been League Fighters, could have been Runeterra Rumble. It could have been anything.
League of Legends Fighters or something. I don't know. 2XKO. That sounds like a fucking concept car model name, bro.
The funniest thing, so TFT, Team Fight Tactics. That sounds like a name for a fighting game too.
A Marvel game, maybe a Marvel one. Is this supposed to be a Marvel? Is this an assist? This is type 2v2. Of. Oh, okay.
And this one, you can play a teammate as your second person, like two people on the same team, if you wanted to.
That's pretty fun. I don't know if there's gonna be a lot of that going on, unless they have a ranked 2v2. But I don't know how you would.
Multiverses did it.
And it saves it as you and your specific partner are ranked? Or is it
I think it's just that character you picked ranked, I think.
And that character... I never did ranked. Oh, okay. Let's just get to the root of this.
Yeah. I can see it being a side tourney, too.
Oh, I can see that, too, yeah. Especially for, like, in between, like, the major, like, pools and stuff, have, like, an exhibition with a bunch of two-player teams.
Yeah, it makes more sense. I like it just because now there's actually some kind of camaraderie in, like, esports leagues.
Uh-huh.
Like, let's say if Menardi and Cabo play, both Dominicans, both Team Bandit Gaming, same team. Makes sense that they're in a team. You know, because they're playing a team fighting game.
Oh, that's another thing we could talk about. We saw most of the top 16 yesterday. We didn't see all of it, or I didn't finish watching it, but
I didn't finish either.
The Capcom Cup thing was pretty fun.
Luke Fighter 6.
Yeah, I saw what you mean. They're using a lot of the same characters, and that was kind of a bummer. But I mean, I guess that tends to happen unless you make every character ridiculous, right?
I think for $1 million, you're playing it safe.
Who wouldn't? Right. Mm-hmm. It's one whole ass million, dude. Even Randall will play Luke, and he hates Luke. Right? Randall, for $1 million, you'd play Luke?
Depends. Probably not.
You're lying. $1 million? You're wild.
Just to play with him?
Yeah.
You gotta win, Anthony. You can't just play him and he had $1 million.
Says who?
Capcom Cup?
I don't know about that. What I'm saying is Randall on the sticks, he's winning. But he just has to pick Luke. He was gonna win regardless, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
But it's gotta be Luke. And of course you do it. Right? Right, Randall? You're guaranteed a win with Luke, you're gonna pick Luke. For $1 million? Come on.
Come on.
Come on. I don't want to record it. What about record it? Sorry?
I said hopefully it's not recorded.
And I was showing everybody.
Oh, I mean, it's on stream, isn't it? Like, if you're going to be on the grand finals, that's streamed.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be recorded, because that'd be wild if you're doing some, like, tournament for $1 million on the side and no one's recording it, no one knows where it's, like, it's some underground, like, mafia tournament or something.
Just Fight Club.
FGC yeah.
Fight Club.
And instead of actually punching the crap out of each other, you just load up Street Fighter 6. Underground Fight Club or something. That's weird. Mm. I thought you were going to say something, my fault.
Same.
And that's it then, peeps. Unless we have anything else, but it doesn't seem like it.
Did you guys sign up for the playtest for 2KXO before we could sign off?
Negative. I don't have the scheduling for... Let me go try out betas, because it's always when I don't want to be doing anything but playing what I want to play.
Yeah, but you should sign up, and if you get in, just let me log in.
Oh, those are facts. I can do that.
You're a piece of shit, this guy.
You need to have a Riot account?
I don't know. I just put my email in.
I thought you signed... Oh, okay. So you don't... Okay, you just have to put an email. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know if it has to be a Riot account associated email. I just put that one.
Oh my gosh, dude.
That was my sense of being like, eh, I played. Eh?
Is there a Riot launcher now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I never really played Valorant, so I don't know if Valorant was just on Epic Games Store or what the case was.
It might be on Epic, I don't know, but it's on Game Pass or the Xbox app.
Valorant is? The PC build? Oh, okay.
Valorant, I don't remember if League is. Runeterra, I think, is. And maybe TFT is its own thing. I don't know.
I mean, that's back when Microsoft was making some good moves there.
Yeah.
Sort of good moves. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I'll sign up and just let you know if I get the code, but 2XKO. Yeah, I'm in. I'm sending you the code now. It's just like the middle finger and ASCII.
Wouldn't be surprised.
No, I don't have that kind of talent. I'd have to look it up. I'm sure you can just look up anything in ASCII and you can get that. Huh?
I thought he barked.
Yeah, I thought he was trying to talk to Forrest. Anywho. That's it for this week's episode. Nice and short and sweet. Hopefully this week will be more... What the term will be? What is the term I'm looking for here? I don't know if entertaining is not it. Maybe we'll consume more this week. I do still have a. Oh, I might actually talk about Iron Claw next week because I still need to watch that and that's out digitally. So
I'm gonna watch that in Maestro.
I watched it.
Maestro or Iron Claw?
Iron Claw.
Oh, nice. Then hold on to it because I will talk about it next week because I'm gonna watch it this week. Cool.
They all say.
Yeah, do you know if Maestro's out on digital? Or is it still...
That was a Netflix movie.
Oh, it is?
I don't know. I could be lying to you.
Oh, then yes.
On Netflix.
Yep. So the answer is yes, it's out digitally. So I can help you with that.
You think I'm some kind of lying buster?
Nah.
Netflix is hiring.
What do you mean? Hiring for what positions?
Doggy.
Damn. Oh, really? Like software as well? If anybody from DeepArts is listening, I'm just curious. I'm not looking around. You know what I'm saying? Netflix jobs.
They're hiring artists too.
Oh, like UI? Okay. Or
3D.
Oh, okay.
You apply?
Yeah, did you apply for it?
When do you start?
Monday.
Sick.
I'd actually really pop off if that was your reveal.
Nah. I mean, I don't know if I would tell you or not.
What the hell?
That's fucked up.
What? I'm not usually the type of person. Oh, guess what? I got a new job at blah blah. I don't do that.
You say that now, but when you're sleeping, I'm gonna shit in all your shoes.
Wow.
Oh, they forgot they had a game studio. Because there's a game designer position remote.
Dead Cells has a biz on there.
Yeah, but it's not that team. It's Boss Fight Entertainment.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And then there's one for Netflix Game Studio proper. Lead Combatants Designer. What?
Making a fighting game?
I don't know. Same studio, Netflix Game Studio. Lead World Designer. So they're doing something. There's some machine learning engineers that opening. Security software engineer. There's a lot. Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of positions open. And these are all remote. There's a filter you can check for remote. These are all remote in the United States. Full stack software engineer, level 4/5. Senior mobile engineer for the game studio as well. Yeah, they're going to be releasing something. Video encoding and streaming, the software engineer for cloud gaming. That makes sense. Cool, lead animation engineer. Yo, Randall, there might be a game studio thing you can do here. You feel me?
Hmm?
There's games, but like game dev positions are open if you're trying to do 3D art here.
I already applied for the 3D environment artist.
Oh, okay. iOS software engineer, Android software engineer. I wonder. Let me see something. Oh, damn.
It's all California shit.
Well, you can do remote. You can filter through it. You want to read this?
It says like remote Brazil, remote California.
There should be remote United States.
I don't see it.
We might not be looking at the same thing.
Literally at the right at the top.
Yep. A level 5. Yo, check this. Check these numbers out. A level 5 software engineer that's working on the live streaming pipeline in Netflix. If you check, you can see the range of compensation for the role. Take a guess without looking.
$210.
Thousand. Okay. It's a range. It's a range. So I don't know if you want to lower or upper.
Shit. Low. That's the lower, and then I want 250 to be the top.
Okay, Randall. I hope you're not cheating and looking through the list.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question. What?
That's his way of saying cheating. I already looked it up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. Guess how much? Guess the range of compensation for a level 5 software engineer there.
Level 5.
Yep.
Yeah, prestige.
I don't know. I would figure that's probably like in the 3 to 5 range. That's a lot.
Three what? Like, I need you to give specific. Three what?
300 to 500.
Okay.
You said level 5, right?
Yeah. All right. So the range is between 100,000 and 400,000.
Oh.
So you guys were in the range. That's insane cash, dude.
That's it. I'm a level 5 programmer.
What?
I just found out I'm a level 5 programmer.
All right, then you should apply. It's remote.
I just did a like ancestry in me. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Is it me and my DNA? What is it called?
Yeah, DNA and me or something.
Yeah. What is it called? Look what I am.
Uh huh.
Yeah. 17% level 5 programmer.
It looks like they use AWS as their backbone because nice to have is expertise in AWS.
Their eyes are up here, looking at backs.
And knowledge of all the encoders and stuff. Nice. That was a cool little Google, huh? Anywho, that is this, how we wrap it up. We tell you how much Netflix pays their employees, and we're going to just walk away with that.
It's just to humble everybody.
It's to let you know how we doing out here, right? Not we as in me. I do not work for Netflix.
I don't work for anything that rhymes with Netflix.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say?
Words.
Probably words, yeah. Thank you guys for watching, listening. This is a short one. I personally prefer the short ones, but I know we like to hang here and pull each other's things. But that's about it. We'll be back next week with, hopefully, if I get my shit together, Ironclaw impressions, and maybe Dune. So that is it. Bye.